I feel a little like comedian Jim Gaffigan. Every time I've watched him, he tells a string of jokes on a single topic. Somewhere along the way, he mimics the audience saying something like, "How many horse jokes does this guy have anyway?" And then he has a ton more. Our weekly prophecy update has been dominated by what is going on in Israel with the war and with Hamas. Our focus might seem odd to you. We've not been talking about the conflict so much. We've been talking about red cows. We're going to do that again. Feel free to turn to the person next to you and say, "How many red heifer updates does this guy have?" While Western news outlets have occasionally mentioned the red heifers, foreign outlets put it center stage. The aggressors, Hamas, put it center stage. Real quick, what is the red heifer? If you haven't been here or don't know, it's a perfect all-red red heifer, and it's incredibly rare. In Judaism, the ashes of a sacrificed red heifer are necessary in order to perform a ritual cleansing. The purification is through a mixture of ashes, I learned, sacrificed red heifer, red yarn, cedar wood, and hyssop, with fresh spring water collected by ritually pure children who were born and raised under certain conditions. This ash mixture is believed to remain in effect for up to 100 years and can be mixed with spring water as needed. But they don't have any, and so they're unable to build their temple without these ashes, period. Lo and behold, a rancher in Texas, USA, sent five perfect red heifers to Israel. Al Jazeera reported it this way. Have they come from halfway around the world? They've come from halfway around the world and are kept under tight security and raised according to the strictest rules. They are five pure red heifers without blemish who have never worked, never given birth, been milked, or worn a yoke. These red heifers and the archaic ritual they were brought to Israel for stand at the heart of a convoluted effort by a segment of ultra-nationalist Jews to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the third holiest site in Islam that has stood on a hill in the old city of Jerusalem for more than 1,000 years, and replace it with a third temple. Now, I didn't know until a few days ago that Hamas calls the attack and the subsequent conflict Al-Aqsa Flood. It's Operation Al-Aqsa Flood. Al-Aqsa is the name of the compound of Islamic religious buildings that sit atop the Temple Mount in Jerusalem in the old city. Includes the Dome of the Rock, many mosques and prayer halls, and other domes and religious structures. So what's the flood? Former Israeli Defense Forces official Colonel Miri Eisen decodes the real motive behind Hamas commander Mohammed Deif's Al-Aqsa flood call. She says that Hamas is trying to draw in the entire Muslim population across the world into the war with this call. They wish to flood Israel with warriors and flood the land with Israeli blood. And so I've told you over the past few weeks, Hamas will tell you straight up, this conflict is about these red heifers. And so obviously other things come to play. There's politics, there's Palestinian issues and all that and stuff. But what's really being reported in the rest of the world is what these guys are talking about. They're saying, hey, you're going to come and sacrifice those red heifers on the Temple Mount? No, you're not. We're going to flood you. We're going to destroy you now that you're ready to do that. And so it's a religious issue. It's a spiritual issue. It's a biblical issue. Futurists like ourselves have been pointing out the literal fulfillment of building a tribulation temple for decades. And you see that that is really the theme of what's going on. Now, we know what is going on, and we know what we're doing. We're going up. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Those are anyone who's died a Christian from the day of Pentecost forward. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. The resurrection and rapture of the church is presented as an imminent event. Could happen any time, right now, for example. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready. Stay ready. Keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.